Hey everyone, this is Hill Street Soul. And you're tuned in to The Core with the Millennial Coach, discussing topics on real life. Check it out. Everywhere you go,
don't forget the ghetto.
Listen to The Core.
Hey people, coaches, I am the Millennial Coach and you are locked into my little podcast called The Core, and we're talking about self-esteem. So we're on video or day three, and I want to read a little bit from someone famous. And the reason I want to read a little bit about from someone famous is because every one of us has self-esteem issues at some point in our lives, in our careers, in our families, in our ambitions, whatever it may be. And know that it's normal. It's absolutely normal. I'm not crazy. I'm not somebody who's telling you stuff that you don't already know. And there's loads of videos about self-esteem. So let's not, this is not going to be too technical, and I'm not going to overburden you with saying this is what you need to do. I just want to break some stuff down to you and just let you know that you're good. I got you. Okay. So Sheryl Sandberg, COO of Facebook, has struggled with imposter syndrome. And she had written, every time I was called on in class, I was sure that I was about to embarrass myself. Every time I took a test, I was sure that it had gone badly. And every time I didn't embarrass myself or even excelled, I believed that I had fooled everyone yet again. One day soon, the jig would be up. What do you think that says then about how she overcame that? So self-esteem, particularly, we're talking about in this instance, because I spoke in the last video on doubt and positive doubt and negative doubt, because doubt is not a bad thing if you use it correctly. But low self-esteem has a backstory, right? To never underestimate what someone has gone through, because sometimes when somebody has low self-esteem, and one thing when I coach people, nothing has just happened to them. They don't just appear in front of me and they're this type of person and it happened last night. Nah, this has been a long process that has been cultivated in different ways to create the person that you are or they are today. So when you're dealing with low self-esteem, I think that you need to really think about, and this is something that I want to say to people. Yeah, I'm talking about people that are famous, but I'm talking about manipulation. When you have low self-esteem, be very mindful about who connects to you and for what reason. Low self-esteem attracts manipulators, abusers, people that disrespect you, and narcissists. That's what low self-esteem does. Have you ever seen, I dated a narcissist once, right? I don't know, this is the thing. I don't think being the type of African female or African heritaged female that I am, that was going to be, that was going to last, because I would have gone jail. You know, I'd have hit him with a fufu, a pot that you bake fufu in. And then, I don't know, I'd have phoned my girlfriends and say, hey, we need to come and collect the body. No, I'm joking. But on a serious note, I really think you need to be careful. And I was going through a period where I had been made redundant, and I really am hard on myself. I know that, because I want so much for myself. I want to do well. I want, like everybody else. And so I dated this guy. Seemed really nice in the beginning for about 3 months, like, so wants to hear what you're feeling and explore that. And, you know, but slowly tried to control my life and talk to me a certain way. And, you know, sometimes I think I'm like, maybe this is not really happening. So, you know, as time goes on, the person's disrespecting you and your feet. And then I'll be like, listen, you need to stop. You need to figure out how you're going to talk to me going forward. So at one point I said, listen, this is what it's going to be like, I'm out. And there was a lot of backwards and forth. And I'm not an argumentative person. That's the one thing. Like, I will tell you straight what I think. want to have a conversation with me as adults, let's do it. But I'm not going to go, I'm not, this is where I'll say the Love and Hip Hop, like, and the Real Housewives. That's that, all that backwards and forwards and argue, that's just immaturity. At this stage and age in our lives, we should be able to sit down and have a conversation and agree to disagree and just decide that, you know what, I don't think that you're the right person for me. And you know who I love? Oh, I didn't add. Oh, so if you've listened to the first show, the first couple of shows last week. So I had my favorite Real Housewives I'd put in, I don't know, in Washington. I don't know. And they could all live their life in Washington. So it was Candy Burris, Dorinda, Lisa Vanderpump. And who else was there? There's Lisa Vanderpump and there was someone from, but I forgot, Heather Dubrow. Heather Dubrow, I don't know if she's related to Tupac on the low. She's thugged out and I like her. When she told Shannon, Shannon that this is not a threat, this is a promise. I was even scared. And I'm all the way in London. So I just want to put that out there. But low self-esteem, in terms of when someone starts talking to you crazy, and you actually identify it, know that you are not crazy. This is what narcissists do and manipulators. They will say things to try to create some type of reaction. And people with low self-esteem, I'm saying we, because we become reactive, but I'm the kind of person, you keep doing that nonsense, and I eventually stopped reacting. You do something. So the guy started doing stuff after about 2 years, started doing stuff. And then, so what I would do, because I knew, so I had planned, so it was probably January, and I decided, right, this year I'm leaving this idiot. And so I'll tell, I need to borrow the car. I need to go and do some errands for my mum. I'll be collecting all my stuff, bringing it back to my parents' house. Because I had lots, me, I've got a lot of clothes. What woman hasn't? But he wouldn't even notice, he's so dumb, right? So I'd be bringing back stuff and I'd be collecting things and, you know, so slowly I'd just be shifting. This took a few months shifting my thing because he was a little bit cuckoo. So I'd be shifting my things slowly, slowly. And then he would do things to try and get a reaction. And then he had the expectation, you're being disrespectful. You think me, cook, you must be on crack. I was like, no. This is why coaching is so interesting for me, because I cannot coach people when I have, if I haven't been through the stuff that these people are coming to me to pay me to go through. Some things I haven't been through, but a lot of things I have. And the thing is, you can apply dynamics to different scenarios. It doesn't have to be narcissists in the workplace. And although we have a lot of those, but the behaviors are not different. So when you deal with a narcissist and you are going through a period in your life where you're struggling with something, and then it happens to involve low self-esteem, and somebody can, you know, it's like we're like great, a good meal snack for these people. When people have low self-esteem, you are like, like, you know, Goldilocks and the wolf, that you're like a huge meal for these people. So self-esteem really can impact you in a way that I don't think some people don't come back from. They completely lose themselves when someone takes advantage and manipulates them. They'll be coming home. The man will start telling me about he's hungry. I said, I'm not hungry. You know me, I've gone to eat. I've gone taking myself to, I don't know, to go and have steak somewhere. Me, cook. For you, you're disrespecting. Nah. I'm not going to argue about your behavior. I'm just collecting my things. So when he travels to wherever country to go and see his children, then I'm out. Peace. It was nice to meet you. But the thing with people, why confidence is important, you have to love yourself first. You can't, there's no way that you can allow someone to disrespect you and you love yourself. It's impossible. You can't even like yourself. It's impossible. In the workplace, when people are disrespecting you and you keep quiet, it's impossible that you like yourself. When you love yourself, manipulators, abusers, they will be bounded. That circle, that boundary, that circle you've put around you of love. Because these people, a lot of these manipulators, they're not happy. So imagine you got self-esteem issues because you're going through something and it's not my permanent state of life. That's not who I am. I'm not someone who's miserable, depressed. Anyone knows me, it's just like I'm the life of the party. People actually used to invite me to their parties because they always knew that I was the, you know, the one they're waiting for to, you know, make the party fun. But miserable people love to criticize miserable people. You know, they say misery likes company. And when I started to realize that I couldn't figure out what was, and again, when you start losing yourself in a scenario or an experience, you're being manipulated and you're actually living outside of your true self. So anytime somebody judges or calls you out for this or that in that time of your life, that was not who you are. That the person that you are, that person that they're referring to, that's not who you are. That is the experience of what you became. So I really want to let you understand that self-esteem, your life depends on having self-esteem. Because people abuse people if they can get away with it. And I don't want you to be that person at all. So I hope that's been useful. I really hope that's been useful. But I will see you on the flip side for video or part 4. And we're going to continue the conversation on self-esteem. But it's going to get a little bit tough, the conversation, the next episode, because it's going to be a little bit dark. Because the thing is, self-esteem can take you to some very strange places and strange experiences. But sometimes your life started off in a way that nobody anticipated. I am the Millennial Coach. You're locked in to the core. And please subscribe, share with your friends, and leave some comments.